if you went out and you'd say, if you stick a pin into a balloon, it'll do what?
Well, it'll deflate, but I don't know just what else.
Or if it, all of a sudden...
You stick a pin in a balloon, it won't blow up. It deflates is what it actually happens.
Okay. Or if water pipes freeze, they'll...
They'll burst.
Okay. And you'd say, there's nothing you can do about it now to prevent it because the pipes have already
busted.
Okay. Because the water in them has...
frozen.
And if you had to get up and start work before the sun was shining, you'd say you had to start work before...
Before sun up.
Huh?
Before sun up.
And you worked until...
After sundown.
Okay. And you'd say, this morning I saw the sun...
rise.
And at 6 o'clock in the morning, the sun...
it rose.
Okay. And when I got outside, the sun had already...
risen.
And if a child's learned something new, like maybe learned to whistle, and you want to know where she learned it, you'd ask her, who...
taught you how to whistle.
And say if I ask you, when are y'all going to Brownsville, you might say, well, we're what to go next week?
We're supposed to go to Brownsville.
Would you ever say we're aiming or we're fixing to go?
I don't use aim. Not, I've heard it used, but not around here.
What about fixing? Do you use the word fixing to?
That might come into it. I don't remember it though.
That's not something you would use?
No.
Say a child's walking along the top of a fence and you'd expected him to fall off and hurt himself, and then someone comes in and tells you he's fallen off, you'd say, well, I just thought that was going to happen. I just...
I just told him that was going to happen.
Okay. And you'd say, I have just wrote him a letter.
I just wrote him a letter.
Huh?
I wrote him a letter.
Okay. You'd say, yesterday he wrote me a letter.
He wrote me a letter, it'd be the same.
Okay, and tomorrow I'll
write him a letter.
And you'd say, I have already wrote him one letter.
Written him.
And you say, I wrote him and it's time I was getting a... or if you ask someone a question, you expect to get a...
answer.
And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you...
address it.
Any old-fashioned way of saying that?
I don't know.
Back the letter?
No, I never did hear that one.
You say, I was going to write him, but I didn't know his...
address.
And a child that's always running and telling on other children, you call him up?
Well, they're commonly known as tattletales.
Would you use that word about a grown person?
Well, they're informers or gossips.
Uh-huh.
Either one. I don't know just why you'd say that, but I'm adding they're stool pigeon, if, in other words, and, oh, you could use lots of different things you could call them. It would be fit to use them. In mixed company.
You know people like that?